The issue of balancing a user's privacy with public interest and national security, talking about walls, is rocking the IT industry. The debate has been prompted by an ongoing dispute between the FBI and Apple over access to a locked phone left by a dead shooter in the San Bernardino shootings. This week, Apple's Senior Vice President of Software, Craig Federighi, I'm not sure if I've said that correctly, published an op-ed in the Washington Post arguing the case for Apple. But the New York Police Department's counterterrorism chief, John Miller, in turn is accusing Apple of providing aid to kidnappers, robbers and murderers. Our tech editor, Peter Marks, is closely following this. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Fran.
Peter, we've spoken about this before. Can you bring us up to date with this dispute between Apple and the FBI? What's the latest?
Well, look, yes, it turns out that during the past year, Apple has actually objected to at least 11 orders. But this is the first one that was done under the All Writs Act of 1789. So that must have been a well-thought-out act. It was a deliberate trigger, or it's seen as a deliberate trigger for a fight that will create a precedent so that tech companies will no longer be able to object to unlocking their devices. And of course, at the time, Apple CEO Tim Cook published a public statement explaining what the fight was about. Other tech companies delayed a little bit, and finally, Microsoft, Facebook, Yahoo, Twitter, and LinkedIn have all now supported Apple after an initial delay, and a large number of other companies have also joined have put briefs in the case. As you said, Apple Senior Vice President Craig Federighi, and I think you've got it right, has published an article in the Washington Post this week arguing that Apple must not be dragged back in time. He points out that in recent years, hackers have breached the defences of retail chains, banks, and even the federal government, stealing credit cards, social security details, and even fingerprints. But of course, today, our phones hold our most private information, our contacts, our emails, and our photos. So it's important that that be protected as well.
I think everybody listening would think that is important too, but it's still, in this particular case, I also think there's this nagging question, well, couldn't Apple just unlock one phone? This phone of the shooter?
Yeah, now that's the thing. This is a particular case that's been chosen because it's an emotional case.
Yeah.
There is argument that actually this phone, which was...
But can't both things be true?
Well, no, and it's because it sets a precedent. Once the government can say, unlock this, then that can be done for all. And that's how it's seen. It's a deliberate choice in this case. As I said, there have been many other phones even in the past year. We know in Australia that George Brandis has come out saying that he supports the FBI in this. But interestingly, Prime Minister Turnbull has been known to use strong encryption chat systems in the past. So it'd be interesting to know what his view is on
this. But in reality, Pete, physically, Apple could just unlock this one phone, couldn't it?
Of course they could. They could develop a backdoor, a special piece of software.
For one phone?
Well, no, it would be targeted at a phone, but then it would exist. And once it exists,
I think
the threat from bad guys exceeds the inconvenience to good guys in my opinion.
Well, speaking of why the security of our computing devices is important, this week an outbreak of ransomware struck users of Apple Mac operating systems. What kind of extortion was that?
Yeah, so ransomware does something. Generally, what it does is encrypt all your files and pops up a message saying you've got to pay a ransom in order to get them back. So far, Mac OS has not had this sort of thing. It's been pretty common in Windows in past years. It's estimated that hundreds of millions of dollars a year are paid in these ransoms, that people basically say, oh, I give up, okay, I'll pay it. This malware called KeyRanger was attached to a popular BitTorrent client called Transmission, and it seems that if you downloaded it during a window of time during when their server was hacked, you actually got this version of it. The company has said that this one with the malware was downloaded 6,500 times, and it was placed there by hacking their server. Now, apps on macOS are signed by Apple and a developer, and in this case, the developer has been identified. It was a Turkish developer. It may not have been their fault, and Apple has revoked the certificate. So basically, the loophole has been closed, but yes, the ransom was demanded this time was one Bitcoin, which is worth about $549 Australian.
One Bitcoin. Interesting. Demanding ransom in Bitcoin, isn't it? I wonder if the people behind this ransomware know there's a looming crisis in the Bitcoin world.
Well, I guess the choice of Bitcoin is because of the anonymous nature of it. But yes, Bitcoin transactions have been slowing in recent weeks. One of the attractive features, of course, of Bitcoin, apart from the low cost of the transactions, is the high speed. And the reason is that the system is approaching a technical limit on the size of blocks. Now, blocks are like a page of transactions in the ledger, which is shared. That was set at 1 megabyte, and we've now started to approach that limit. Now, the disagreement is on how to scale up, because they can modify Bitcoin. The core team responsible for Bitcoin so far, who've done a pretty good job, allegedly a bunch of nerds who are very serious about all this, they want a system that will scale long term, and they want to do it right. There's a breakaway team called Classic, and they propose a modest increase just by 1 megabyte to get us through this crisis. To make the switch, 75% of miners will have to do it, but until this is resolved, fees are going to go up and it's going to take longer and be unreliable for a while.
Okay. All right, Pete. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Peter Marks is our regular technology commentator. He's an app developer himself and turns up on RN's Download This Show regularly.